Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 219.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
You know something? Accidents can happen to your Shopify store. Maybe you installed an app and it messed up your theme, or a store collaborator deleted product images by mistake. The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong. The truth is, they don't. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. The Rewind app should be the first thing you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or even collaborators gone bad. It's honestly like having your very own magic undo button. And it's trusted by over 100,000 businesses, from side hustles to the biggest online retailers like Gatorade and Movement Watches. It's even a Shopify Plus certified app partner, which means it has the reliability, security, and privacy you need to protect your brand. Install the Rewind app today and respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Enjoy peace of mind with Rewind Backups. Find it in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're ambitious and a lifelong learner, then you're in the right place today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, on today's episode, my guest is Valentin Radu, who is the CEO and founder from a company called OmniConvert. That's at omniconvert.com. And they're a team that really helps Shopify brands to grow by using data to improve retention and customer lifetime value. These are strategies and tactics that are super important. It's a great conversation. There is a ton of learnings. There's even some education component we're going to talk about at the end of the show. So please make sure that you stand by for that. So hi, Valentin. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve, and hello, everyone. I'm really glad to be here. Your show is among the most impactful in the e-commerce landscape, and I'm really excited to be part of it.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know our time zones are fairly significantly apart, like I think almost 12 hours or more. And I know it's kind of mid-morning for me and it's late in the evening for you. But I think, you know, there's talent and education. I want to make sure I get people on the show to share how they're helping Shopify brands. So let's maybe on a high level first talk about OmniConvert as a company, and maybe the OmniConvert, I think you even have a Shopify app called Reveal. Are you able to talk about what sort of problems, why you've designed this solution, this whole platform, and how you're helping Shopify store owners?
Yeah. So to start with, I'm also an e-commerce entrepreneur. I've started in 2006, and I've built my first e-commerce, and throughout my experience over there, we were investing a lot of money into customer acquisition. And because of that experience, we were putting a lot of money. We were making Google AdWords richer. And thanks to that experience, I've understood how impactful is the customer retention. So OmniConvert Reveal is a product that I've crafted in the last 2 years. OmniConvert is a company which is 8 years old, but OmniConvert Reveal we've started 2 years ago, and since June last year, it's available. It's a solution for e-commerce companies that are willing to use their data to improve the customer lifetime value, and it helps them by allowing them to monitor what matters, which is customer lifetime value, net promoter score, purchase frequency, and so on, and then use the segmentation to personalize the way they connect with their customers on every touch point.
I've noticed that too. One of the things that I always talk about on the show is I always want to make sure that the software that I'm recommending and, you know, the founders that I'm talking to, we want to make sure that we're playing nice with existing tech stack. And it's one thing that I've noticed because I have a few brands that are using the Reveal product and it doesn't interrupt anything of the current workflow. If anything, it enhances your workflow and you're still able to push out and connect to, let's say for Klaviyo, for example, if you want to do email marketing as part of what's revealed out of the solution. So kudos to you that you're really making it intentional to make sure that, you know, you offer great product, but you're also not interrupting what the current tech stack is.
That's a lesson learned. So back in 2013, when we've launched our first product, we were like a lonely island. And I've understood how impactful it is to integrate with the existing systems. And it's such a hurdle to connect the dots. And the founders and the e-commerce managers, they have such a short time to juggle with everything, and we want to save them the time to do so. And that's why we've integrated with Klaviyo and with Gorgias, with other SMS tools as well. And right now we are in the process of launching direct integration with Facebook ads as well.
This is exciting. So let's talk about, I guess, your founding story. It's always curious to me why people build what they build. And, you know, here we are now with the OmniConvert company, you know, 8 years later and a few years now with the Reveal product. But from your perspective, like, what do you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team, maybe on a couple points? Number one, to have the desire, and number two, to have the expertise to want to create this software and this platform.
Yeah. So I think what brought me here was the pain. The best motivation is when you suffer. So I'm a former entrepreneur. I've launched my e-commerce when my kids were quite small. They were pretty young, and I was struggling to make my e-commerce going and thriving. And I was investing a lot into customer acquisition, and I wasn't making the two ends meet. I focused on the conversion rate at that moment, and I've understood how impactful it is with the mathematical model to change what matters, because pouring money into traffic wasn't making the cut for us. So at that moment, I've learned on my own skin how important it is to improve the conversion rate and to make the customers come back and buy again. So that made me make the exit, thanks to the focus on the customer lifetime value and the conversion rate. I've made the exit from that company. We made, back in 2014, we were at 250,000 customers. I've learned a lot, and then I've decided to go and build tools for other e-commerce entrepreneurs like I was, so that they are not going to pay the tribute to the big advertising companies. So since then, I've crafted OmniConvert, and I've been... let's say we helped more than 20,000 e-commerce companies to use our solutions since then. We are now launching Reveal, like in the last 2 years, working closely with other e-commerce companies, advising them. I've understood how impactful it is not to change only the website, but to change the whole customer journey. And to, instead of just pushing budgets and pouring money into customer acquisition, what if you could act more like a movie director and craft different scenarios for customers so that they feel delighted, and you give them the positive emotions so that the customers are coming back? And the problem that we are solving is that only 3 out of 10 customers are placing their second order online. If you compare that with Amazon, where they have 9 out of 10 customers, you can see the gap, right?
Big time. There's a big time gap. And that, and you know, and Amazon really is, you know, the elephant in the room, and they do a lot of things right. I mean, I think their product details pages is just really designed for upsells and cross sells, and just like all the tactics you could possibly think of are happening on that page, more than you would realize of what's actually happening. And so they completely understand, even with Prime now too, you know, they're making quite a bit of money with that too. Same as what Costco would make by having a membership. It kind of forces you a little bit to get service and the Amazon side of it, getting access to Prime gives you Amazon Video and gives you lots of other perks of even Amazon Photos. And there's lots of stuff you get. And so that's kind of their model. I think there's ways of actually thinking about, well, from a commerce perspective, how can we build that lifetime value? And pretty crazy stat, about only 3 out of 10 customers will place a second online order. And then, so there's still that 7 extra customers. And what are we doing? Just because as you said, the acquisition costs are quite high. You can't just keep fighting that all the time. How about your existing customers and maximizing them? So let's talk about your technology, because it clearly focuses obviously on this customer lifetime value. And has there been any recent shifts that you've seen, you know, why brands, you know, are now considering this CLV, this customer lifetime value, as more of a growth model today?
There is a shift happening for sure. The pandemic has accelerated the migration and the digital transformation. Let's say the big companies, the big retailers are heavily investing into their digital transformation, let's say. But fact is that the digital transformation has a lot to do to them becoming customer centric and focusing on what customers really want and to be where their customers are and to adapt the company behavior to the customer behavior. And the shift that is happening is one that the competition has grew. The CPM on Facebook, the advertising costs are have doubled since January 2020 to December 2020. The CPM on Facebook has gone from 8 to 16. And that means the companies are now struggling to find that profitability. And that means you should be focusing on the customers that you already have. On the other end, what we are assisting is at a moment when the e-commerce are becoming more mature and they realize that they should start with the end in mind. And right now, many companies realize that the customers that are now being acquired are more like guinea pigs, let's say. So these are the ones that are trying the whole system, the whole customer experience, the whole customer journey, their product offering, their pricing, their offers, and they need to tweak it before putting money into the growth machine. So this shift that we are seeing is also amplified by the death of the third-party cookies, because the iOS 14, because of the browsers trying to be more close to their users. And that means the customers that you already have will become and are becoming more important than ever.
So let's dig into some of the, I guess I call them actionable tactics, because people love this show where there's some takeaways. We say, hey, maybe here's some things you might want to think about with your brand, the things that you might want to work on. So, and you have a lot of brands. You've been an entrepreneur yourself in commerce, so you kind of get it. What are you recommending today for Shopify brands that are, you know, willing and able and really want to improve their CLV? What should they do today?
So the first thing is to measure what matters. You can't improve what you don't measure, right? So measure CLV. Be aware where it is. Is it going up or is it going down? That is the first thing. So if you are aware about CLV, you're going to be having some ideas over going up or down. The next thing is to segment the customers. We are using a model called the RFM model. And that means recency, frequency, and monetary value. So segmenting the customers will allow companies to understand that not all the customers are created equal. So that means you will have, thanks to the RFM, you will have customers with a high recency score, so they've just placed their order, with a high frequency score, so they've placed, let's say, more than 5 orders, and with a high monetary value score. That means they have contributed a lot in terms of the revenue. So if you get those customers, you will end up having the, what we call them, the soulmates. These are the ideal customers. Once you have the soulmates, which are the best customers that you want, you can do many things like understanding what they are buying. Are there any products which are more sticky for the soulmates? Where they are coming from? Which are the channels that they are coming from? How you can bring more customers like the soulmates. And for that, you can do lookalike audiences, which are based not on all of your customers, but based on your best customers, which are actually active. So these are some tactics which are coming from doing RFM segmentation. Another thing that you can do is to activate these three pillars of customer lifetime value. So in order to change, to improve the customer lifetime value, a company can do three things. So it's what the company says, which is the marketing, is what the customer does, which is the customer experience, and it's what the customer sells, which is the product assortment. So what they are selling, which products they are selling. And if you look at these three pillars, it's actually marketing, customer experience, and product assortment. And if you segment the customers based on the RFM and look at what the best customers are buying, if you look at how the best customers are feeling and you make sure that you prevent them from churning by giving them and crafting an outstanding customer experience. And if you onboard them properly from the very beginning, because thanks to the RFM, you'll not have only soulmates, but also what we call them the new passions, like customers that have just started to buy from you, but their monetary value is extraordinary. So they have only one order, they've just placed it, and that order places them among the best customers in terms of the customer lifetime value. And once you know all those things, there are a myriad of tactics that you can do. You can improve the customer support, you can trigger NPS so that you can track how satisfied are the customers. And then based on the NPS, you can prevent churn by looking at the NPS before the delivery and after the delivery. So it's pre-delivery and post-delivery. That's something that will show you the delivery gap. So there are a lot of tactics that can be done, but I would start with being aware about how customer lifetime value is. So what is the figure? Is it 250 or is it 320? Is it going up or down? Right. And then segmenting your customers, attracting customers like the best ones and making sure they are not churned. And of course, surprising and delighting the best customers thanks to their potential.
You know, it's interesting when you use the word soulmates. I've interviewed founders in commerce I'm in my fourth season now, and I've never heard anybody, and thank you for this, is giving me a word to use for soulmates being your best customer. Because I, you know, there's words been floating around in my brain like brand ambassadors or raving fans or advocates. There's all these different types of words that you're just raving. Yeah, just trying to find the right people that truly are behind your brand, and they really can prove it with their wallets by buying the product and sharing the product and doing reviews and maybe even become an advocate where they're actually promoting the product for you, you know, as an influencer. Interesting how the soulmates kind of wording comes into play here. I love it.
We believe that the customers are coming to buy again only if they have these positive emotions. It's not about loving a brand, but we want our customers to love our services and for who we are. And that's why our, let's say, labeling system includes soulmates, lovers, ex-lovers, Don Juans. For instance, the Don Juans are the ones which are, so they've bought a large item, but that happened more than a year ago, and they haven't bought since then. So that's why we call them the Don Juans. And there are reasons in their heads that the companies are not aware about. So another thing that they should be doing is to simply do surveys on them so that they understand what's bugging them, how they've dropped the ball and they are not even aware about that.
Now, I'm going to be devil's advocate just for a moment. Do you believe there are any Shopify brands that maybe should avoid trying to improve customer retention?
Yeah, for sure. If you sell wedding rings and the divorce rate is not that high in your country, for sure you can avoid customer retention. But joke aside, if you sell, for instance, products which are not validated yet, so you should be validating first that you have product market fit. So you make sure that there is a buying cycle. So there is a purchase frequency. Because if the products that you're selling don't have a large purchase frequency, so let's say they are below 1.3, that means out of 100 customers, you have only 130 orders, right, for the analyzed period. So that shows you clearly that the products are not sticky enough. So you should be solving the product issues, the product assortment, the merchandising first before solving things like customer experience or the marketing. There's nothing that you can do if your products are not sticky. So I would start with the product. And there are companies that should avoid the effort to improve customer retention because that's how the products work. So if, for instance, you are selling mattresses, right? So the buying cycle for the mattresses is like 3-4 years. That's why Casper is, for instance, struggling a bit with their financials because they need to acquire a ton of customers to justify their marketing spend.
And I also see brands, funny you mentioned about the mattress companies, because you also see these brands, you know, trying their best, you're right, with the frequency cycle of buying a mattress. I'd say even up to 10 years between purchases. And so they're trying to get into blankets and pillows and duvets and kind of anything they can try to remarket them. So that's all the product assortment kind of thing. Hey, you've made your Casper or your Purple mattress decision. There you go. However, you know, we have some other great pillows and other items that might go as part of your sleep regimen.
Mm-hmm. And it can work. For instance, we've worked with a Shopify brand called Hush Blankets. They sell weighted blankets and they've added a pillow. So that clearly moved the needle in terms of the customer retention. And another thing that we've seen over there happening is that if the product is that good and their product was outstanding, it's actually from Canada. They've seen that up to 25% of their customers, they've bought again another blanket for some of their close ones, for their partner or for their daughter or whatever. So that's how you actually nail customer retention once you understand your audience. But in order to reach that level, they've been aware through qualitative research and analyzing, making jobs to be done, interviews to understand why the customers are buying again.
Sticky product, great assortment, get product market fit. And then once you have that kind of dialed in, then retention strategies can be in. So it's really about the product, understanding just having a great product and having people just automatically want to repurchase based on your product's assortment. And then once you have that kind of data behind you, a little bit of time and, you know, the right post-purchase experience and customer experience, all these elements that build an e-commerce company, once those are dialed in, then retention kicks in. So love it. So let's talk about the actual OmniConvert platform and the Reveal app. Like, I understand there's from my research and the brands that I have that are using your solutions right now, there's three main components. I think one's called Reveal, which is the Shopify app. One's called Explore and one's called Survey. And so if it's possible, if you could maybe share what each of these do and why they're important to the overall tech stack of OmniConvert.
Yeah. For sure. So what Reveal does is measuring what matters, helping companies to monitor what matters, monitor the customer lifetime value, to do the segmentation based on the RFM automatically, to monitor things like the cohorts, like average days between the transactions, to see the purchase cycles. And then this data is being pushed to Klaviyo and other systems. Explore is a product that does website personalization. It's our first product, which is handling the engagement on the website. So imagine that you can have your website messaging your customers differently, like triggering messages or crafting different landing pages according to the RFM segment. So you can have your website talking differently with your customers according to their RFM score. So you can have a version of your homepage for the soulmates and a version of your website for the ex-lover. You might want to address them differently. You might want to give them a welcome back incentive to buy again from you. And the survey part is helping companies to monitor things like the Net Promoter Score and do research on the website through the connection with Klaviyo, for instance, or with other email marketing systems. So this is the technology landscape that we're doing. And our aim is to make companies orchestrate and put on autopilot all these scenarios, right? Because what matters the most is to have a customer journey that is incredibly effective, but to make it with the least possible effort. Of course, the most effort is at the beginning when you craft all these scenarios. But once you have these technologies orchestrated between all of them, you have this ecosystem of technologies with the SMS, with the emails, with the ads and so on, then what you will need to do is to simply tweak and get more creative at addressing your customers.
Well, it's interesting, and I'd love to have this answer from you today. That's why I'm glad to have you on today. But that, you know, the product that's, you know, called Explore, and I love the idea of creating unique experiences based on, like, just personalized experiences based on, I guess, certain kind of segmented criterias. I think, you know, it almost like it feels like the customer, like, feels like they get you. You know, like if someone comes in and they're a cat person and a retailer sells cat and dog food and they can show that they've always been buying cat food, we'd want to make sure that maybe we have a more cat experience would be one example. And then the other thing that I find interesting is that I have a lot of brands that are wanting to expand internationally. So let's say they want to go to Canada, or they're an American company looking to go into the UK or into Australia. And there, obviously, there can be unique experiences that happen more locally. How do you handle those kind of that kind of segmentation from a geolocation perspective, or even language or UTM parameters? I'm just curious. It's kind of like what's your thought process around that, and is it well executed with your tool?
Yeah, of course. We have 40 different data points that we are using to segment. So we can use things like geolocation. We can use like the things like the device. Of course, RFM segments. Was the customer giving us a low NPS score last time, like 0 out of 10? And then you can craft this type of scenarios. You can build this type of segments. Or is the customer coming from Canada? Or from Brazil, which has a different, let's say, universe in terms of the payments. So you can tweak all these experiences. And our technology, let's say, helps companies not just personalize the experience based on the, let's say, weather conditions. We have that as well. But what we've realized is that the most impactful thing for the customers is to make them feel like you get them. Make me feel that you know me. And unfortunately, we see a lot of big companies that are not even aware that you have a pissed off customer, but you are bombarding that the same customer with emails to buy again because you have a discount. And on the same time, you have a ticket in Gorgias, let's say, that is unsolved. And at the same time, he's on your website and you are not routing him to the problem, because customers are at different phases. And the problem is that we have a lot of companies looking like Frankenstein twin, right? On one channel, they say something. On another channel, they say something. And our idea is to make companies have this unique source of truth in reveal and then broadcast the relevant messages on all the touch points that they have.
This is lovely. Thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about the future for OmniConvert. I just would love to understand a North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21. Any partner alignment or innovation, just end of the day, it'd be nice to share with everybody listening today how you're going to continue just to offer value and assistance to help with CLV and retention.
Yeah. So our North Star metric is to become for the post-purchase what Google Analytics is for the pre-purchase. I think the time for the companies to take over and become really profitable has come. And once you nail down the post-purchase journey, then you're there. In terms of how we will innovate in the future, we want to define this category, which is customer value optimization. So we are strong believers that every, let's say, effort that the company does, which is not in line with their customers being happy and becoming promoters, it's a wasted opportunity. So while many e-commerce companies are being tricked by Facebook ads and Google ads, and they tweak the CTRs and the CPMs and whatever, what they are doing is that they are retained customers of Facebook ads. So our North Star metric would be how many e-commerce companies have improved their customer lifetime value. For instance, we have emphasized this benchmark on our own website so that brands could see if they are okay in terms of the retention, if they are selling this, if they are from this vertical. And we want to make it transparent and change the mindset of the e-commerce companies towards becoming customer-centric, because that will lead to them being profitable. And in order to get there, we are going to build an ecosystem of agencies that are getting customer lifetime value, and we will educate them, we will help them get it, and of course we will work directly with the brands which are looking to understand how to improve customer lifetime value, how to make it work for them. Because what I've understood throughout my entire career as an entrepreneur in the last 20 years is that the companies which are thriving and the entrepreneurs which are thriving are the ones that are providing undeniable value before asking anything in return. And that's why we've left Reveal was and it still is a free product until the 14th of April. It was a completely free product. We have 1,500 companies using it. And mainly that's our intention, to continue to provide value by making companies, e-commerce companies, thrive.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today, and you've shared a lot of knowledge today. And you know, thank you for coming on the show. Do you have any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah. Of course. So even if you're an e-commerce entrepreneur, even if you are working for an e-commerce, you need to understand your game. So unless you understand your game, unless you become smarter, you will end up putting a lot of effort into moving the needle. So maybe it's time to look at things from a different perspective. And that perspective means giving a voice to your customers. Of course, you can do surveys. Of course, you can ask them. But the best idea that I want to leave you with is to segment the customers according to what kind of relationship they have with you. So once you understand the relationship between the customers, the groups of customers, the segments of customers and you as well, you will be able to understand how to become relevant. So giving a voice to your customers according to the relationship they have with you. The second thing that I want to leave you with is that it's possible. So it is possible to improve customer retention and customer lifetime value. It requires effort and it requires you leveling up your understanding, but it is possible. So we've seen a lot of companies improving their customer lifetime value thanks to their understanding about what customers actually want, what they need, what is the job that their products are doing. Because nobody buys products for the sake of owning products. Everyone buys products for the sake of making progress in their lives, right? Even, I don't know, if you buy a drill machine, is that example, but that you don't buy a drill machine, you buy the hole, and you don't buy the hole, you buy the peace of mind that your wife is pleased that you've placed the nice photo from your wedding on the wall.
So how can people learn more about OmniConvert and the Reveal app?
Sure. So you can go to omniconvert.com. You find the OmniConvert Reveal app in the Shopify app store. You can find us on LinkedIn and on YouTube. We actually have a complete guide about customer value optimization, which is available on our blog. And we have recently launched a whole academy account around customer value optimization, where there will be courses around how to improve customer lifetime value.
Yeah, I know we did speak offline about that. I know you've been very kind to want to share an offer for those listening today about how they can get access to this course for a pretty significant discount.
Yeah, we launched it a few days ago. So the Customer Value Optimization Academy is going to have a lot of courses. The first one is a more than 12 hours course, which is having the input and the knowledge from 8 different experts like Bob Moesta, which is an authority in the jobs to be done methodology, Dennis Yu, which is a guru in Facebook ads, Val Geisler, which is the chief evangelist at Klaviyo and a great email marketing expert together with Chase Dimon and many others. And by using the code e-commerce Fastlane, this will generate a $249 discount for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/OmniConvert, and that will redirect you to the Academy landing page. Yeah, just throw in that coupon code ecommercefastlane and get that offer. And I'm going to run through the course myself, actually, because I think, you know, I have the same kind of mantra. I'm definitely a believer in life of learning. I also believe that you're right, that the customer acquisition costs are significantly increased just based on the competition, based on the pandemic. More and more people are going online. And knowing that when you do have product market fit and a great selection and your customer experience is dialed in, really the only thing that's really left that's really going to, you know, move the needle long term is understanding your CLV. And so it sounds like what your academy course is actually going to do, which I haven't done it yet, but it sounds like from what I see, the thought leaders that are putting in the different sections, it's quite exciting to get that kind of learnings and then being able to execute. And in my case, being able to share that with, you know, the brands that I manage. And so I implore you, those that are listening today, if you, you know, understand today's recording, that it's offering value to you, that you understand CLV is important, retention is important. If you just want to level up your education components so you can execute at the highest level in the brand that you manage, then yeah, have a look at the Academy course. So, you know, Valentin, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I just wanted to, once again, just appreciate our time zone differences, but this has been a very impactful show for me. And I just wanted to thank you for sharing your knowledge and your vision and, you know, for giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
You're welcome, Steve, and thanks a lot for inviting me, and thanks everyone for listening.
All right, have yourself a great day. Now, this episode was brought to you by the team at Rewind. The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong with your store. The truth is, they don't. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. The Rewind app should be the first thing you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or even collaborators gone bad. It's like having your very own magic undo button. It's trusted by over 100,000 businesses, large and small. So enjoy peace of mind and install the Rewind app today. And make sure to respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the e-commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Learn more by checking out Rewind in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.